Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Why would 300 plus public school teachers storm the Chapel Hill American Legion Hall last week? Hint, every one of them was happy. Well, thanks to the efforts of the Chapel Hill Carver Public School Foundation and the East Chapel Hill Rotary Club, with help from the Sunrise and Downtown Clubs, each of those teachers was able to choose $75 worth of supplies for use in the classroom. And these are much needed supplies, which the teachers would have had to buy themselves or do without. At a time when teachers are underpaid and having to purchase their own classroom supplies, it gets more and more painful for them. Well, 8 years ago, the foundation and the Rotarians organized the Teacher Supply Store to respond to the teachers' needs. And since then, for 2 days every August, this project provides an opportunity for hundreds of teachers to shop for classroom supplies without charge. This year, with the help of Staples and many local businesses and generous individuals, Rotarians raised about $34,000 to purchase the supplies. And foundation leaders Suki Newton and Allison Worthy coordinated the invitations to the teachers, and then they went out and purchased supplies. Worthy explained that they made a special effort to get rock-bottom prices on as many items as possible. She gave a lot of credit to the manager and assistant manager at Staples, who price-matched and gave us deep discounts, Worthy said. Worthy and Newton have been working with the Rotarians every year for 8 years, and Worthy says that they love doing it. Well, on the day before the store opened, all these old Rotarians got together and loaded supplies onto trucks and took them to the Legion Hall and unloaded them, and at the direction of Newton and Worthy, they unpacked them and then arranged them on the tables for convenient selection by the teachers. The next day, more Rotarians and foundation directors and other volunteers greeted the teachers, gave each one of them a $75 voucher, and then helped them find the paper and notebooks and pencils and hand sanitizers and tissues and all these other needed items. It was a great day. And Rotary project leader Daniel Corley explained why the project was worth all the efforts. And here's what he said. He said it puts very basic need items at the teacher's disposal for free to help jumpstart their year. But more importantly, it shows the teachers that people in this community care about what they do, and it offers a very tangible morale boost to begin the school year off on a positive note. And Chapel Hill School Superintendent Tom Frisella agreed. He said, at a time when teachers are beat down and feeling unappreciated by their government, the Teacher Supply Store lets them know that the community values them. And Frisella continued, I saw a lot of smiley faces on teachers today. It was one of the best things that could happen. And for me, it's just another reason why we are so blessed to live in a community that cares. This is D.G. Martin.